kind of, I don't know, I'm fairly young. I'm 23, and I'm passionate about business, and just, I just was curious to hear, like, from your perspective, what you'd be focusing on if you were to go back in time and kind of start all over again. And
you make it sound like it was a long time ago for me.
No.
All right, so tell me what's going on. Are you working for someone now? You got a job?
Yeah, well, I've got a great job at the moment. I'm managing an ice cream store for someone. And okay. I've got a team of about 12 people under me, and just really wanting to learn to be a good leader and just build that.
How long have you been doing that for?
As much as I can. Only about 8 months now.
Okay, good. What would you like to do? Like, if that job fell away tomorrow, you want to start your own business?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
What would you do?
Well, I don't, like, what I'm wanting to do eventually is something in the hospitality scene. Like, I just really love that whole thing. So, I don't have, like, a really clear, like, picture of, oh, I just really want to do this one thing, but I know that I would want to open up something in the hospitality scene.
Okay, good. So there's a couple of ways you could go here. Firstly, I mean, you are probably on a great learning curve where you are. So that's really good. I mean, you know, I personally think that the only reason why you get a job is to learn. Employees are wonderful, but learning is the main reason why you have a job, you know. And some people want to learn their whole life and stay as an employee, and that's brilliant because we need them. And some people will learn until they feel confident enough to go into business and they'll start their own. And that's fine too.
Yeah.
So learning is brilliant with what you're doing. I wouldn't be worried about your age. Like, I sold the first window cleaning business at 21. I think I just turned 22. So, you know, like, you're right there. One of the things that you would consider, I reckon, is you need a bit of time to get clear on what that looks like. Okay. So, but I would be intentional about working out what that hospitality thing is. I wouldn't just mumble along for 24 months and see. I would dig until I found what I wanted. But what you could do, and I'm a big fan of this because you're 23 and not 43. One of the things I reckon you could do is just go start any business tomorrow. Pick one or whenever you want. Like, pick one that is pick one that's a cash flow business that makes money from day one, right? You could push a lawnmower, for example, right? You could push a lawnmower. You could start a business on Monday and get paid some money by Monday afternoon. It's that kind of quick cash business. So what you could do is you could go and do 24, 36 months of any business. And the way I would say that is, look at what's in your hand. What do you already got a skill for? What do you already like doing? Do you like building websites? You know, if you're into tech, then go and build some websites. If you're, you know, whatever. Yeah. Just pick a business that you've already got a skill for, go and tell the world about it and make some money. And the reason why you would do that for 24 or 36 months is so that you can learn business. You're learning a job and you're learning leadership, and that's brilliant, but you need to learn business. And there's definitely merit in learning in a little business before you step in to something like hospitality where you have to buy your own building, maybe, right?
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So it might be smart for you to, you know, go and build a business for 24, 36 months so you can learn, you know, cash flow and budgeting and hiring and all those things in the real world. Like, that would be smart.
Yeah.
And then what might happen, you might get to the 36-month mark and that business is saleable. And then you just sell it. And now you've got a lump sum to be able to go and move on to the next thing, okay? And if you stayed in your job for 1 year and then you built a business for 3 more years to sell it to start your real thing, you're still 27. Right? So it's not exactly like, you know, you've got so much time on your hands that it wouldn't bother me if you started 3 little businesses and 10 years later got into your real thing. Wouldn't bother me in the least. You'd be well ahead of most people if you did that. So I wouldn't be putting this off and being casual about what it looks like. I'd be going to work this thing out. I'd be going, I'm going to dig out what this thing looks like. And whatever skills and talents you've got right now, I would say just go and put them to good use, charge people for them, make money, and then use that real world business knowledge to launchpad you to your other business. Did you know that this show goes onto Facebook, it goes onto YouTube, it goes onto Instagram, it goes onto iTunes, and it goes onto LinkedIn? Do me a favor, would you? Tell more people about the show so that I can spread the message. Love ya. See ya.